Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Spill It with CB. And my special guest today is who do you want to be for this?
I think today I kind of fancy being the good old-fashioned QLNF.
Okay. Well then, welcome. I'm so glad to have you as my guest this week. Well enough.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here. I'm quite excited.
Oh, good. We're going to jump right in, and I'm going to ask you, what is the story behind your username?
I wanted something Welsh because I'm Welsh. And I got a little history with the name from elsewhere in my real life, which unfortunately leads to a boring answer because I can't discuss it too much.
Ah, okay. It's not your real name, is it?
No, don't be worrying.
Okay.
But the other one, my other account, Masturbation, was purely because it was quite amusing and I quite liked it.
It is funny.
It seemed like a good title to have in GWA.
I think it is. Can't believe no one had come up with that one before.
I'm just looking forward to doing a podcast with it where I can call it Masturbations Masturbate on Masturbation. That was the sole reason for getting their username.
Is that in the works, that podcast?
No, it's not.
Oh.
I'm definitely open to doing it at some point. GWAR was so much fun, but it's just having the time to do one is the problem.
Is that why that is no longer GWA?
That is, yeah. It was a scheduling nightmare, unfortunately, with me in the UK, my co-host being in Australia, and all of our guests being American, meant that it was pretty difficult to find a time when we could all record. It
Yeah.
normally meant that one of us was up first thing in the morning, which is why I sounded tired on a lot of them.
Oh, I really enjoyed listening to those.
Thank you. I'm glad you did.
I did. I like them. That was around the time that I just joined TWA, started listening.
Okay,
Was
I
when you were
think
doing those.
so that was January 2014,
2 years
I
ago, yep.
think. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I really like those. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? Either or both of you.
With QLNF, I would say I'm probably a 7.
Okay.
Like, I'm pretty close. There isn't too much I've done on here that isn't what I would want to do in person, as it were, so.
So, how many languages do you speak?
Fluently one. I can understand Welsh better than I can speak it. My vocab is just terrible.
Is it good enough to say something sexy for us?
Probably not. I mean, I don't know what would be sexy. Welsh is one of those languages that just doesn't sound particularly good. Like, mae hen fawr fy mharu.
That
Maybe.
sounds lovely to me.
Okay, good. It's the first line of the national anthem. It's a beautiful song, we
It
should all check
sexy?
out. It is to me, but I quite like Wales, so.
Say it again.
Mae hen wlad fy mharu.
And what does that mean?
The land of the free.
Oh, that's in my national anthem too.
Yeah. Mine came first.
Course it did. Do you have a celebrity lookalike?
Not really, or at least not that I know of. I had Seth Rogen once, like years ago, but I just had reasonably curly hair at that point. But other than that, no. I mean, wait, yes, definitely. Obviously, I look like Brad Pitt. I get it all the time. It's really embarrassing.
I really can't tell much from your Skype picture, but I'm not thinking Brad Pitt. Your hair is too dark.
Well, I mean, that's a little rude, I think.
It's too far away. All I can tell is dark hair. I can't tell what you actually look like, I think is what I'm trying to say.
I really don't think I do. At least no one's mentioned it if I have.
Do you have any secrets?
That's quite a vague question.
Well, no. Who knows your secrets?
A couple of people on GWA do. I'm trying to think of a secret that I would be willing to share.
Well, good, because that's the second half of the question.
Uh-oh. Oh, I don't know. That's a tough one. I mean, yes, obviously I have secrets. It's just, do I want all of you lovely people to find them out? I suppose you guys are the least judgmental group of people in history, so at least I got that going for it.
Yes, that's so true.
Yeah. You can tell me anything. Don't tempt me. We could be here for hours. I'm going to go with...
Well, that's okay with me, because it's way later for you than it is for me.
It is starting to get late here. We'll go with a secret that's more linked to my other account that I've done one or two audios with. And it's probably the first time I've said it in any of these things. I don't even think it was talked about in my AMA, but I have started seeing what the deal is with ass play.
Oh.
Curiosity killed the cat and all that.
I like. Are we going to get audios about that?
One or two have slipped through the cracks.
Nice.
I think if you go to the Boys and Their Toys subreddit, you might find one or two.
Oh, guess who's the owner of that?
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't noticed. I think a lot of them have been subtly mentioned that actually there's a second toy being used. So.
I think I have noticed, but I definitely will be checking that
verifying
out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to be sure, you know, to make sure there's toys being used in those audios. Yeah. On that Boys and Their Toys subreddit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, I'm just helping out.
Thank you. I am not at all active enough with that, with getting people to post there, so I really should.
Well, that's round a few people up.
Yes, thank you for the advertisement, by the way.
That's all right.
It's just, I created that completely selfishly, so I don't have to search everywhere for what I want to hear.
Well, that's a good way of doing it.
Boys and Their Toys, everyone.
Go there. It's fun.
Thank you. What bad habits do you have?
I have an amazingly, amazingly bad sleeping pattern at the moment. I've been functioning on 3 hours a night for God knows how many months.
That's crazy.
It's been difficult at times. And it's purely not through choice. I've got a lot going on with work in a good way. There's just a lot of problems to solve. And I'm not one of those people that switches off very easily. So I'm just constantly thinking, and eventually I just pass out. And so I just kind of function with that all the time.
No.
Yeah, I get stuff done. It's all right.
Do you take a nap in the daytime?
No, I don't like naps. Ugh. My problem is when I eventually do fall asleep, I could sleep for like an entire day if nothing woke me up. So I'm petrified of napping or sleeping through things. I once slept through a job interview a few years back. And ever since then, like, I think... I've got two alarm clocks in my room and my phone. My phone has about a dozen alarms on it, and both alarm clocks have four individual alarm clocks on them.
Oh, goodness.
And they're all staggered. It's full out, and they're all full blast, too.
Just to wake you up.
Just to be sure that I've woken up. The first one does normally wake me. I'm just worried that I'll then immediately fall back to sleep. Yeah, people hate me when they stay, because it's just... incredibly loud, and I go from being completely dead to completely awake, bolt upright, going, what? And then I have to turn it off because it's frightening the neighbors.
I can't take naps either, because I will sleep for hours and hours.
Yeah.
And I never get enough sleep, but I get more than 3 hours for sure.
Good. You should. All of you should. Everyone needs to sleep more.
Definitely need my beauty sleep. tell us the story of losing your virginity.
Oh, I don't think this is on an audio that's out there, so this will be good. So I was 14.
So young. I think 14? That's not judgmental. I'm just saying. I think that's young.
No, I was 14 when I met her. I was 15. Yeah, because we texted the other month. It was 10 years. Yeah, I was 15. It was a month after my birthday. She was older than me.
Wait. You're 25?
Yeah, 25.
Oh, my. Okay.
I'll be 26 in a few months.
So. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still young. I started on GWA really young, and people were amazed. Well, people very surprised when it was. I got a lot of estimates of mid-30s, and I was like, no, I'm 23.
Wow. Yeah.
Some people were a little upset, but
part of it is deep. I'm just always thrown by someone with a deep voice, which is ridiculous because I know teenagers have deep voices sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, interrupted your story. Okay. You were 15.
Yeah, she was 2 weeks older than me, so she was also 15. And we'd been dating. We met in like July at a festival. I'm from a hippie area, and we'd been dating, and like parents knew and everything because she lived like half an hour drive away, so parents were doing runs. And things had been progressing well, and we had talked about it for a little while, and obviously we weren't quiet enough because. On the day that we talked about it one night about potentially doing it, and we agreed that we would, and we talked, you know, about using protection, stay safe, kids, and we were going to, you know, do everything properly. And the next day, my mum comes up and is like, hey, so I'm going to take your brother and your sister, and we're going to go and do this walk over here that takes this amount of time. We definitely won't be back before 4 o'clock. And basically vacated the house, gave us a time frame, and was very much, you know, I didn't click at the time, but she was, you're doing it right. Nothing wrong.
Did she leave condoms for you?
No, she didn't. But she probably would have if she hadn't heard us talking about it. So I was very, very fortunate with that. And the sex itself was pretty good. Started with her. On top, because it's a little bit easier for her, as it were. We're concerned about being gentle and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then once she was going to use it, we went into missionary and just fucked for a bit. Really, I mean, it was good. It was really good.
So it wasn't awkward and scary.
No, not really. I with that girl, I'm still really good friends with. We were very relaxed right from the start. So it was actually pretty chilled and pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was more laughing and like laughing it off rather than being embarrassed or worried about something.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, this is the woman who someone at school jokingly told her that if you lick someone's eyeball, it gets them really, really aroused. And so obviously she had to come home and do that. So I had to experience this woman trying to lick my eyeball. So we were pretty relaxed about that.
I think it's important to have laughter.
You've got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, ideally not at the man. You know, it should be a joint thing.
Yes. how frequently do you have sex with someone else now?
At the moment, I'm single, so not that much. Once every month or so at the moment, I guess. Whenever I head into the nearby big city for a night out with some friends and meet up with some a particular girl I know there, but
well, that's not bad for a single guy.
No, I mean, I should probably ask her out on an actual date. We've been doing it for a while.
Yes, it's you just, should.
Yeah, then I'd have to find time for an actual date, and that's going to be difficult for the next few months. Plus, I'm one of those people, I've moved here, but I've never felt particularly settled here. You know, I haven't really unpacked yet. I've been here about 2.5 years.
Here is not in Wales.
No, I moved up to North England, to North Yorkshire. It's a lovely area for work, and I love what I do. I love the area, but I just don't. I'm not quite settled. If I decide to stay longer, I'll probably move into the big city. But I'm not sure. At the moment, there's a few other options on the table, so I'm kind of just seeing what happens and chilling out.
Oh, interesting. So you have sex approximately once a month with someone else. How often with yourself?
Oh, it's like a daily routine by this point.
Okay.
It's pretty hard as someone who likes GWA not to think, oh, I wonder what's been posted today. And that usually leads to a little bit of masturbation.
Do you prefer visual porn or audio porn?
It really depends on my mood. Sometimes there's the quality of audio porn tends to be so much better, and you can normally find exactly what you're looking for fairly easily. But every now and then, visual porn's pretty good.
What's your go-to search?
I don't know. I normally just kind of scroll down the news section until I just see either a familiar name that has worked in the past or a submissive female that's talking about a fantasy or something, and just, yeah, I just kind of see what tags take my pick.
Do you like scripted stuff or just
Like straight out moaning and both, to be honest. Yeah, some people just sound divine purely moaning, but sometimes you just want a little bit of a story. Certainly if I'm having a bit of more of a relaxed masturbation session, then I might listen to more of a scripted scene.
Is there anything you don't like to listen to?
I'm not really into the daddy dom little girl stuff so much. Nor the, yeah, anything kind of age play or rape play related just doesn't really work for me at all. Otherwise, I'm fairly open.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff out there.
Definitely.
What would you choose as your death row meal?
Something Mexican. I really like Mexican food.
Yum.
Actually, no, scratch that. When I lived in China for a little bit, and there was this pork dish they did that I wish I had asked someone what it was called, because it was just absolutely fantastic. It was like a local delicacy kind of thing. I might have to go back out there to try and track it down. But it was very, very simple. It was just pork with a sauce that was, oh, so good. And it always cooked to perfection. I want that. I want that again. I miss that.
That sounds yummy. I'm hungry right now.
Well, it's about dinner time for you guys. So.
That's true. And thank you for not lecturing me about the death row thing.
That's all right. You guys have many wrongs, but you'll get there in
I don't like it
the end.
What's your favorite scent?
Scent. That's not what I've ever thought of. I do like fresh flowers in the spring. Like if you go for a walk through the woods and there's like bluebells and wild garlic everywhere, that's pretty hard to beat. And the winters are often cold and wet. Very similar to the summers, but stupid whales. But they do have it. The scenery there, the natural beauty is just phenomenal. I thoroughly enjoyed going on big family walks as a child, and I'm very lucky to grow up in an area like that, so I'd probably go with that.
Oh, that's lovely. I haven't been to Wales. I've been to the UK several times, but never made it to Wales. Maybe I'll try to do that next time.
Go to Cardiff during rugby season. It's fantastic.
When's rugby season?
Like February, March.
Ah, missed it this year.
Yeah, go for the Six Nations. Go see Wales play. It's always a blast.
Okay, all right. I'll see if I can remember that. What do you wear to bed on a regular night?
Normally just boxers.
Okay, so if you're gonna have sexy time, what do you wear?
Again, probably just boxers. Depends whether you ever get around to putting them on afterwards. Most likely.
This is true. Okay. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter, and keep in mind it does not necessarily have to be with another person.
In that case, the most recent will have been a couple of hours ago. Chatting with someone, they said something somewhat erotic, which led to me thinking, I have nothing planned. So I did a little self-loving.
Nice. Did she or he know?
They did.
Okay.
They are aware of GWA, and asked if I was going to record. And I thought about recording, but then I said I didn't have anything on my mind that was good enough to turn into a story.
Sometimes just the sounds are good enough.
Yeah, but I've done a couple of those, and I don't like necessarily repeating myself too much with them. I guess to be fair, I haven't done one in a while. I tend to use it, like when I post, it's not only because I've had an idea going around my head all day, and then I'll just come back and just improvise it and see where it goes.
Okay, well, next time, go for it. Please.
All right.
Well, I mean, if you plan to share it with us, anyway.
Yeah, we'll try and do a Just Sounds one soon. Let's be honest, they're pretty easy to organize.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sex sounds are just that's what I posted a request recently for just more male masturbation audios because I just feel like there haven't been that many on there. There haven't been that many with just, sounds and talking. There's been so many scripts and things like that. Which are fun too, but I just want the sounds.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that your need hasn't been filled. I will get right on
Please, please do. I appreciate
that.
it. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom?
Oh, that's a tough one. At the moment, I'd probably say experimental.
Oh, fun. Okay.
I'm pretty much, unless you're going to stab me with a knife or shit on my chest, I'm pretty much willing to give it a shot at least once.
Okay, that's fair, I think.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. Anything that, I don't need to have a shit ton of towels nearby or loads of spare bedding next to the bed. Anything that doesn't require that, I'm up for it. No.
That just reminded me of that scene in Fight Club where Brad Pitt comes out of the bedroom with rubber gloves on and a big apron.
That is a very, very good film, and that's an amusing scene.
Okay, so what one word describes you outside the bedroom?
Sorry, Windows just popped up with an error. Hopefully it's still recording. You can still hear me, okay?
I can hear you.
Good. Outside the bedroom, at the moment, I guess something along the lines of workaholic or professional. I have not done enough things away from work for the last few months. And so I'm just kind of constantly doing things, which I enjoy what I do. I'm very, very fortunate with that. But I should probably do something else at some point.
Okay, yeah. Next time we talk, I don't want you to call yourself a workaholic.
All right, I'll try and fix that.
You have any tattoos or piercings?
No.
Okay, that's simple.
I would like a tattoo, but I'm far too indecisive to ever choose what I want, so I've decided against it.
Okay, that's probably best.
Yeah.
I made a little bit of a bad decision some years ago. It's not awful. It's just kind of silly.
I'm sure it's not. Have you spoken about it before on the air?
My tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough.
It's just silly. It's not embarrassing or anything. And it's hidden enough so that, you know, no, the real world doesn't see it.
Yeah.
So, since you've recently discovered ass play,
mm-hmm.
have you ever been able to come without touching your penis?
No. I was going to say suffer, but I wouldn't. That's definitely the wrong word. I produce a rather large amount of pre-cum. Mm-hmm. Right from the start, there's a lot. I've managed to produce an awful lot more than normal, but never actually come from it.
Okay. You feel like you're getting close?
Sometimes, yeah. I'll get there eventually.
You know I'm going to start begging for ass play audios, right?
Yeah, figures as much. I mean, honestly, I have actually put a few out there. I think even you might have made a... I don't know, I might have replied to you with a Vokaroo comment, and that was me with two Hitachi attachments at
oh,
the time.
I heard that, yes.
Yeah, that's an ass play audio.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that a couple of times in audios.
How do you manage two of them? My God, one almost kills me.
It's difficult.
Which is part of the fun, right?
Well, yeah. It's a little overpowering, but that's... Yeah.
Have you ever had anyone use it on you?
I have, yeah.
I've not.
That's actually recorded and put out there.
Oh, okay. I'll check that out. I'm not that brave. I don't.
She tied me down.
Oh.
But to be fair, I had tied her down, and we recorded that as well. I think they're both posted on her account, though. So you'll have to go dig that up.
Okay. I will do some stalking.
It won't take long to find out. It's possibly the most recent thing on that account.
Okay. So. All right. Good. Thank you. Thank you.
It's all right.
Very excited. What about, like, hypnosis stuff? Do you like that?
Yeah, I'm quite into the... Yeah. Again, that hasn't worked for me yet. But I've tried it a couple of times. I've listened to the full 40 minutes audios, and if nothing else, they are thoroughly quite enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't reach the desired end. Yeah, and there's definitely some good ones out there.
Okay. Good. I don't really enjoy those, so I don't know if it just doesn't work as well for women, or I'm just not open to it. Oh.
Maybe. I've been thinking about recording one for a while. It's just finding you got to find a script that works for you. As it were, like, for me to be willing to read to try and get it to work, but mm-hmm. I just haven't found one that I really click with yet.
Okay. All right. What's your record for coming in 24 hours?
I think it's at, like, 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, was that a challenge, or did it just happen?
It was a mini challenge. I told her I'd done 4 before. And so we just kind of... She was probably keeping count.
Was she helping?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was with her at the time, so... Okay.
I think you should go for 6.
Let me guess. I'm required to record evidence.
Absolutely. Are you multi-orgasmic?
I can do 3 in a row pretty easily with just like a minute, 2 minute wait in between the first two.
So I'm
particularly aroused.
You can easily do 6 then if it's 10 hours later. I think you can go for 9 in 24 hours. Please?
9 in 24 hours? Really?
3 and 3 and 3. You can spread them out.
Okay.
You'll do it?
I'm going on because it works best if you haven't for a while.
Right.
I'm going on vacation for a week at the start of next month. And so I won't be whilst I'm there. I'm seeing family and stuff. It's
Okay.
not interesting. But that means that when I get back, I may
That'll
not
be
have
the
masturbated for a week. So
perfect time.
if, and this is my exchange, and I'll put a request out for this. I'm going to be stuck on a plane for about 8 hours.
Ooh.
Which means I can listen to an audio but do absolutely nothing about it.
Right.
If someone makes me an audio to listen to on the plane,
An 8-hour-long audio.
no, that would. I've got to talk with the people I'm going with at some point. And I'd rather not do it with an erection. That could be awkward.
You get that little blanket, you know.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that'll be fine. I'll just pop it out then. That won't go down badly at all.
Okay. I am looking forward to this request.
But yeah, I like the idea of someone making me an audio, either as a hostess or something or whatever. And then when I get back, I'll see how many I can achieve in a day.
Awesome.
Or I
Thank
might
you.
set like an hour and see what I can do.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea too. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's fun.
that could be interesting. Although that means an hour recording. Do you think you can handle
Can I handle an hour of recording?
that?
I have an hour commute to work, and I love long, long audios to listen to as I'm driving to work and from work and at my desk. Yes, for sure.
Okay, so I need to put aside a couple of hours at some point.
Yay! Yay! What's left on your sexual bucket list?
Never done a threesome. That's on there. Don't care whether it's FFM or MMF.
Okay.
That would be interesting. I would kind of like to collar someone. Even if it was effectively, like a couple of days of role playing into that world
Right.
and someone. That would be interesting. And then probably experiencing some ass play with someone else. I'm yet to do that.
Oh, good. I hope you get that one first. Soon.
And let me guess, I need to verify it.
I'm such a perv, I'm sorry. No, those sounds like fun thing. Those sound like fun things to get into. Safe and fun. What is it about collaring someone that is exciting to you?
I'm switched, but I'm usually dominant, but I don't tend to. I haven't pushed it yet. I don't know where the kind of, how far I can take that dominance. It's still something I'm learning about myself, mostly through GWA. That's when I was posting all the time. It was really just. It was almost a what am I into? Someone did a request, and it's just I'm gonna try and record that. And if the audio went out, I probably liked it. The M for M stuff was mostly acting, I'm afraid. But still, that was a I'm gonna try and see. Maybe talking about a blowjob will be
Yes, it was.
hot. yeah, people did say that, to be fair. And there was. With that one, I had to post it regardless because there is a big lack of M for M stuff out
Yes,
there.
and I was going to say thank you for doing that because yeah, there's even many women who like listening to that, and
But that's the thing.
there's not
We
enough.
talked about this on GWAR. You post M for M stuff thinking, there's like never any. There must be people out there that like it. I think I had one guy comment and then like 20 girls comment. It was just, no, I didn't record this for you. Shoo, shoo, just scaring the men away. It was, yeah, they love it.
Yes.
But definitely, anyone who's listening, do an M4M audio. Even if you don't like it, just experiment, see, you never know. Because there is a big, big lack of it, and people will appreciate it, definitely.
There are a few guys around nowadays who would like that, I think. Maybe you should. Are your things still out there? I wonder if you should just repost just for fun.
I've been thinking about doing a big post and putting everything on, and just summing it all up. But yeah, I could post the M4M stuff again. I think there might be a GWA sub, like a side subreddit that's for M4M stuff. Maybe I could just post it
Oh,
there.
Gone Wild Audio Gay.
That sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Within
Yeah.
the ladies might not care. No, they're probably already
Oh,
there.
we'll find it there. Please. What do you think? We were amateurs. So this is the fun part. You get to ask me a question, and it can be one of these or something else. But I might not answer.
What is it that got you interested in boys with toys?
Oh.
Because it's clearly, it's quite a thing for you,
It
right?
definitely is. It is my thing.
Right.
I like the way they, I like the sounds that they make.
That people make or the toys make?
People, when they're using toys, especially as play stuff. Although, I mean, I like the way cock rings and I don't even know what they're called when they go around the balls too, and slings and oh, I love to see men in panties, my God. I like the way they look, but I really love the sounds that those kinds of ass toys make, those kinds of sounds that they make the men make. I think that it's kind of they lose themselves in the pleasure, and more so than just stroking, because maybe because they're just so used to stroking, and the ass play toys just add a different element, and sometimes and it just sounds like they lose themselves, and sometimes there's whimpering, and I go, oh, I love those sounds, I love those sounds, and it seems to me like it makes the orgasms. The orgasm's more intense.
Definitely.
Yes, I love this. It's all about the sounds.
Okay.
100%
Yeah,
about the sounds.
Don't get distracted.
I'm definitely distracted now. We're gonna have to watch find somebody in panties using some. I think that's my second biggest thing, is the panties.
Okay.
You know, just when they're too small
Interesting.
and things don't fit properly.
Things.
Yeah. Bits and pieces don't fit. And I don't like panties because they feminize a man. That's not at all why I like them. I, in fact, think they make them look more masculine.
Okay.
I don't, yeah. Stockings too, but yeah, that's about it. That's what I like.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that just has never crossed my mind, or rather have zero interest to do. I suppose
Maybe.
if I was with no, if I was with someone and they asked me to, then I probably would for them. I'd very much say, yeah, it works for you, whatever. And give it a
Well,
go, but
maybe next time when you're with a girl, you can borrow her panties for a little while. What I'm told is because they don't fit properly, but they're soft and silky, so they feel good. And then because they don't fit and your genitals are falling out, that they just make you so hyper aware of your genitals all day long, or however long you're wearing them. And it just adds that element of sexual frustration, I guess. So I recommend it.
I don't know if I could do it.
Just put them on?
If they weren't there.
Or you mean wear them all day?
Wear them. I wouldn't be able to wear them all day. Just, again, a present, at least. Don't have the interest, but I'm sure if someone asked me to wear them for whatever reason, I'm probably willing to give it a shot. There's always some bartering to be done to get something out of it.
Well, that's true. What would you ask for?
I'd probably keep it simple and just head or something, I think.
That's too simple.
Well, I mean, it depends on how the person gives head, really, doesn't it?
Oh, I suppose. I suppose you're right. I can't imagine women who don't enjoy that, though.
I don't know. Again, it's nothing I've ever spoken with someone about. Maybe. Maybe I'm missing a trick. It's a surefire way to get women wet. I don't know.
Okay. So the last question is, describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully while having an orgasm. So we can't do that here, unfortunately.
Why not?
You can't have an orgasm. And I can't post. You can, but I can't post it on Backstage. So if you would like to do that, if you would like to answer number 20 on your own and post it separately to GWA, that would be awesome. Or you can just describe what it feels like in words.
It's a shame you can't post it here because I would record it and, you know, give you a link to put in with it.
Well, you can do that on GWA, though. Because I'll be posting this on Backstage.
Okay. Well, since you've asked nicely and you've been such a wonderful host and a delight to talk with.
Aww.
What do you say? This is probably going to go up in about a week? I'll see if I can get something out this week or on the weekend. Okay. And I'll record it ready. And then as soon as you post that, I'll post answer to question 21.
20.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. I'll try and do that.
Okay. Thank you. I'm so excited.
You're welcome.
So my last question, though, which is not...
What? No, this is a trick.
No, it's not a trick. What would you like to hear more of? So I just told you what I want to hear more of. I want to hear more orgasms. What do you want to hear more of from the ladies?
Just trying to think what there isn't enough of. There's plenty of submissive females, and there's more dominant females than there were, so that's pretty good. Dominant females are very, very hot. Everyone should give it a go.
I've done a couple dominant ones.
I'm aware.
Are you?
What do I want to listen to soon? Because someone might actually make it. So I need to be careful with this.
Yes, before your vacation.
Yeah, that's true. Your holiday. I could go with that. If I reiterate that, then someone's more likely to do it. I would like to listen. It's probably not something I need more of. More implies that one has existed before. I'm sure someone's done a plane audio. I did one a while back called Strangers on a Plane. I'd like a female point of view on that.
Okay. Maybe,
which means you might have to listen to it for research. but if you don't want to do that, then something like a hostess or a woman that is being dominant, but only in that she's going to make the listener have an orgasm, but not in an overly forced way, if that kind of makes sense.
Okay.
Like a big, big thing for me. Oh, and this is one thing I would definitely like to try. And it comes back to the orgasming thing and how many can you do. I am more than willing to sacrifice myself for science and have someone tie me down and just see how many they can get out of me.
Oh, okay. So you want a JOI like that?
Not necessarily a JOI, but more them talking about giving a hand job about how, they are going to make me come and that, give in, don't resist, blah, blah, blah.
And that's an interesting take too, because there's so many edging things out there, but that's not quite the same.
No, edging is fun, but I tend to do that before I get onto GWA. Just makes everything that little bit more intense,
Oh, yes.
So yeah, some one of those two things would be good. Be really good.
I'm sure someone will come up with that for you.
I do hope so. I would be ever so grateful.
Good. Okay.
I do like recording reaction video audios for people. Not videos, audios.
Audios. Oh, you do. Okay. Yeah, we should have another one of those.
They're always fun.
Response audio things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have done that. I have participated in that before.
That was quite a fun one, yeah.
That
It
was
went for a
nice.
lovely lady. I can't remember her username, but she did some fantastic stuff.
That's great.
Plus, we're all on GWA to hopefully try and make other people come and to enjoy it. So having, an audio that's just about how much they're enjoying what you've done, that's just kind of nice.
Yeah, I really do. I like responses too.
Yeah.
I usually get a couple of them after I post a JOI, which I haven't done for a long time.
They're difficult. Same with SIs. I suppose it's easier for to do a JOI than it is to do an SI.
I don't like listening to them.
I'm in two minds. Sometimes they hit the spot, sometimes they don't. But did you listen to? I did an SI was my most recent audio.
I'm sure I listened to it. I will have to
Well,
check.
everyone I've spoken to about them is very much in the same vein that a lot of females don't because they don't necessarily enjoy what we're asking to, or I'm asking you to do something, and it's not how you would normally like to come, so it may not work.
Yes, that's definitely part of it for me. I don't know that it would work.
Yeah, so what I've started doing with my SI, I tried this with the one before last that was sort of SI, and then I did it with this one where I give you instructions for so long, and then I start making it more and more almost free play, with the intent that you can do whatever you want, but still feel like you're kind of doing what I asked you to do.
Yeah, I'm always afraid that I'm just not going to be anywhere close
Yeah.
when it's time.
That's why you got to put in the legwork beforehand.
Well, I do. Yeah, I do that. But when I'm doing a JOI, I am also playing along. So it always ends up with, "Are you ready? Come with me," kind of a thing.
Yeah, definitely the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And it excites me. I'm actually getting excited thinking about someone listening to it and coming with me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about.
And I have to tell you that I did not listen to your last one.
Well, it's exactly that.
I'm so sorry.
I think it's even got the tag, come with me.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you see.
I don't know how I missed it. Where was I 19 days ago? Okay, I have to listen to that later tonight.
Expect a full written report in the morning. It will be Teacher Tuesday tomorrow.
Ooh, really?
No, I'm not most posting the teacher. Well, I may actually post all the teacher stuff together. I've been thinking about doing it for a while.
I really enjoyed the Teacher Tuesday stuff.
I'm glad. It was a fun experiment. people seem to enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, this was a lot of fun, well enough.
Thank you. It has been an absolute delight to be here today.
Oh, good. Thank you so much for being my guest.
You're welcome.
I'm really looking forward to listening to this audio and to, I hope you get some of those, some responses to your request for holiday audios.
Yeah, I will definitely, I'll put a written request out next week. Then that gives them 2 weeks to come up with something.
Perfect.
So it should time in well with this audio.
Okay. I'm going to be re-listening to your Boys and Their Toys.
Collection.
Yes. Yum. Tommy Two Toys, you called it.
That may not be the one with the prostate toy or not.
It is, yeah.
Is it? Oh, fair enough.
It's prostate massage.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Okay. Thank
you. The joys of having two Hitachis.
Thank you for spending the last hour and 5 minutes with me.
Not a problem. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you all for listening.
I hope you've enjoyed.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.